from Jakarta. Here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today.
Oh, hati ini menjadi sengsara. Tak kuasa untuk menahan rindu sementara, padahal lu sakit.
Good morning, Voice listener. Welcome back to Indonesia Today with your host, Ray, where I'll be accompanying you for the next 6 hours, providing you with lots of news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And Voice listener, in this beautiful day, of course, many things is happening right now, especially in front of the office, because I can see many alutsista, as you could say, from the National Army. From Indonesia, from land, sea, but I don't see any Air Force weapons being parked in front of the office. But as we are moving closer to the independence of the National Army, and don't forget that you can always tune in to our online streaming in voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz, 4755 kHz, and our application in RRA Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. Indonesia and Japan, through the Indonesia Embassy in Tokyo and Meisetsu Bus Co., have agreed to enhance cooperation in providing bus drivers. Three Indonesian drivers have started working in Meisetsu Bus in Japan. They underwent intensive training and a strict selection process before officially starting. Indonesia boosts affordable housing through the Housing Financing Liquidity Facility mortgage program. In 2025, the government raised the target to 350,000 subsidized homes for low-income families. Over 183,000 units have been delivered, supported by 38 banks and 7,000 developers nationwide. And that was the news.
Samudra terbentang katulistiwa, di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia.
Pancasila, dasar negara, rakyat. Tercandu ku terkultivasi, yeah. For real you my fantasy. Sana sini kau berjalan-jalan dalam mimpi, Parasmu menyinari gelap hangat di hati. Tak perlu ku lagi cari-cari bintang di TV. Know that you the super fish, you the fish, certified beauty, yeah. Tak peduli what they say, you know you the best. Semoga bumi, yeah. Listen to me say, don't you ever change anything about you. Feel like I'm dreaming a show in a minute. Got my full attention, you know that I'm in it.
Itu hanyalah sebuah mimpi. Terbangunkan pagi bersama matahari. Bersama matahari aku bergetar sejuk dia. Kataku terbang sampai ke
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market. The traditional market, which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening.
Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled December Kelabu or Gloomy December by Erika Rashid, accompanied by Dapur Music Project. The song tells about the sadness of someone who is left by her lover without news for 2 years. She keeps waiting for a promise or arrival from her lover, but it never comes true. The song, created by Arianto and popularized by singer Maharani Kahar, was released in 1982 in Maharani Kahar's debut album of the same name. This album became the most popular album of Maharani Kahar's career. The song was not only popular in its time, but also continues to be remembered and even resung by many artists across generations, like Yuni Shara, who released this song in 1997. Then the punk music group Karna Mereka also released this song in 2018. Well, listener, here is Erika Rashid featuring Dapur Music Project with the song December Kelabu. Enjoy!
Voice of Indonesia.
Tumbak is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Senang sekali. Kalau nanti kamu bersedia memberi malam ini, ku minta sama bernyanyi lebih baik bernyanyi sambil menari. Walaupun sehari lagi saja, ku tak mau menunda. Walaupun kau akan pergi malam ini, malam yang manis sekali.
Kasoami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasoami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasoami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasoami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasoami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasoamis. Kasoami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasoami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasoami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasoami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight. Hi there.
mungkin jiwa ini tak mungkin bertahan lagi. Setiap perlakuanmu kepadaku hanya satu pintaku agar kau cintaiku sepenuh hati seperti aku mencintai dirimu.
Ketika sudah cukup untuk selamanya diriku dipermainkan, dirimu aku tak mau lagi. Baby, baby, cukuplah sudah antara aku dengan dirimu, karena aku tak mungkin bisa membuat dirimu mengerti. Baby, baby, cukuplah sudah antara aku dengan dirimu, karena aku tak mungkin bisa membuat dirimu kembali seperti yang dulu.
Hear me.
Di mana janji manismu untuk diriku, kau cintaiku sepenuh hatimu, sepenuh jiwamu.
Kau takkan pernah bisa mengerti apa yang selalu ada di benakku. Kenapa benar kau coba untuk mengerti?
Sudah cukup untuk selamanya
diriku dipermainkan, dirimu aku tak mau lagi.
Sudah cukup beribu ku curahkan, tapi tak sedikit hatimu kau tuangkan. Buat diriku janjimu kau lupakan, untuk dirimu semua pasti ku utamakan.
Yo lady,
you drive me crazy.
Hey baby, I'm lady.
Tapi tak mungkin dirimu kembali cintai diriku seperti
baby, baby, baby. Cukuplah sudah antara aku dengan dirimu,
karena aku tak mungkin bisa membuat dirimu mengerti.
Is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, In certain places, there are still traders selling this escampole parrot, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Escampole parrot is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make escampole parrot, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol parrot is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapi. For one bowl of escampole parrot, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Thing that crosses Indonesian people's mind when they hear the word North Sumatra, Toba Lake. The beauty of this freshwater lake that is notable as the deepest lake in the world is really fascinating. The friendliness of its people becomes one of the aspects that makes tourists stay in a bit longer. However, one thing that is always lingered in the ears is the beat of Batakese music, which pumps people's spirit to explore this land. Kasapi is one of the traditional musical instruments of Batak people. This is the evidence that Batak community possesses a high rate of musicality. of the tribute songs of Asapi musical melody, which is played by Martogi Sitohang. Batak community has recognized music arts for the long time before they knew modern musical instrument like today. One of the popular instruments is Hasapi. Hasapi is played by strumming because it has two strings in general. It is categorized as chordophone. In principle, Hasapi is quite similar to small guitar, but it has two strings only. Hasapi is easily found in Parapat and Samosir Island. This is usually sold to the tourists who visit Toba Lake. Some local merchandise shops sell this musical instrument. Hasapi crafters are a little hard to be found because they are usually also the ones who are skillful in playing the musical instrument. The crafters are ordinary elder people, and the skills of making Hasapi is passed down to their offsprings. Hasapi musical instrument is divided into two kinds, Hasapi Ende and Hasapi Doa. Hasapi Ende is the melody carrier instrument, and it is considered as the predominant instrument in Gondang Hasapi ensemble. Meanwhile, Hasapi Doa has the same principle with Hasapi Ende. However, in the playing, Hasapi Doa acts as the carrier of constant rhythm. The size of Hasapi Doa is a little bit bigger than Hasapi Ende. It wants a harahap as Hasapi musicians' views that Hasapi has its own technique to be
played. Hasapi itu mempunyai teknik tersendiri untuk memainkannya, jadi biasanya
Hasapi has its own technique to be played. Usually, based on tradition, there is the resonator hole in the back of the instrument. The function is to manipulate sound, and it is placed on the stomach. Traditionally, Hasapi has two strings. Actually, there are the variation of two harmony system, which are used in Hasapi. Traditionally, it is played intervally, approximately tres major. Hasapi is a melodic and rhythm musical instrument because it does not apply musical scale. It is used as the escort music. Generally, Hasapi is used for gondang events, like music events or wedding occasion. Hasapi could be used in the gondang music strains, but it can also be played individually. In the various traditions of Batak community, Hasapi is always present to give impression to the ongoing event. Hasapi, made of wood, which is crafted like a boat. This instrument uses two strings. In the earlier times, the strings were made of a fiber material. Now the instrument uses guitar strings. Well, listener, before we review on Hasapi musical instrument, let's listen to the Hasapi musical strains with Batakis musician Martagi Sitohang and Mardi Sihombing in Mardalan Nau.
Sakap sakap bonainan, tanu
Songs from folk songs as well as western songs, although it has only two strings. The tune of strings in Hasapi has two kinds. The first tune matches the basic musical scale. The first string is mi tone. The second one is do. The second tune is known as batak stem. The first string is for re and the second one is for low sol. Hasapi does not own grip like guitar, so it is hard to play it. These things make tourists appreciate this Bataknese musical instrument. The instrument can play any song only with two strings. Hasapi is made of a gyre wood which is grown surrounding Toba Lake. Besides, Hasapi is also made from jackfruit stem tree, so Hasapi is easier to be crafted. Besides being easily crafted into musical instrument, jackfruit wood is more durable and long-lasting. Then jackfruit log is dragged as the resonance place for producing sound. Then the place is covered with thin wood. Hasapi is often given the carving ornament to make it look more attractive. Well, listener, that is a short review about traditional musical instrument of Bataknese called Hasapi. We are going to give you another musical strain of Hasapi Doal and Hasapi Ende with Martogi Sitohang.